We are learning the Sefta Soita Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. In the Mishnah, we learned that Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Havadiyas Meiser, he took away the Vidui Meiser. It means in the Torah it says that there's a Chiv of Vidui Meiser that you come up to Eretz Yisrael at the end of the third year and you say, Bakhti HaKadosh Min HaBayis, I took care of all the Meisers. And he was mevatel that. He was mevatel that after 3 years. You don't say that anymore. It's a parashah k'savah. He says, "Kishchal alas is called maaseh tvoros chol b'shana ashlishes." Shnas the ma'isim v'sat the levi l'ger liyosam amonav achol shirach osveu. He says, "V'martel v'nei Hashem l'kecha v'yarta kodesh merabayis v'gam v'sat of levi l'ger liyosam amonav." That whole parashah levarta mitzasecha v'leshachti. That whole parashah we say, and he was mevatel that. So zokti gemara, what's pshat? Because we don't give anymore. At that time, they stopped giving Meisers Ketikuna. That means that Ezra, when he came back from Babel, he came from back to Eretz Yisrael before the second base of Mikdash, by the second base of Mikdash, the Levium, a lot of Levium did not come along. It says he looked around, and I didn't see any Levium. The Pasuk in Nehemiah says, he says, and therefore we made a knas that the Levim were not going to get any more the exclusive rights to the Meiser. And he gave it to the Kahanim. He gave it to the Kahanim. And the Kahanim did come. The Kahanim came up, just the Levim didn't come up. A lot of Kahanim were in Meyuchis, but the Kahanim did come up. And he gave it to the Kahanim instead of the Levim. So therefore, right now, they didn't give any more the Meiser Rishon to the proper people, because it goes really to Levium. They give it to Kahanim. Therefore, you can't say the Vidu Meiser. Frey the Gemara of Eloi Ashar Meisers. So say the Vidu on the rest of the Meisers. In that pasuk, it talks about all the Meisers: Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. So say the Vidu on the rest of the Meisers. Or Rosh Lakish, Kol Bayis She'ei Mesvada Meiser Rishon. Any time you cannot be Mesvada Meiser Rishon, you can't say you took care of Meiser Rishon properly. Shuv Ei Mesvada Ashar Meisers. You can't be Mesvada on the other Meisers. My time, I'm by a whole possible cause of chila. Since the pasuk starts off with the venasata levi, which is the meiser rishon, therefore we say you can't say the you can't say this vid anymore because you're not doing the meiser rishon ke mitzvasa. The chazanish and others ask a kasha from other places where you find that you could say vid the meisers and other things, but for example, if a levi himself has a field and he has to give certain, like Chumas Maisa, he could say Vidui. So they say, here it's worse because here you're doing it improperly. That's why you can't do the Vidui on the Maisa region. Zogt Moravait, Mechlal, Tafrush Yavim Marfashis. Mashman, the days of Yochanan Gadol, they were giving Maisa, which is giving it to the wrong people. They're giving it to the Kahanim, which Ezra was Masakin, it wasn't exactly Kedinoi, but they weren't doing it properly, but they were doing it, giving Maisa. Vatanya, it says in the Braisa, and it's really in our Mishnah also, Vatanya, Af hu bitul savidu the gozal admai. First one is vatal avidu, and second of all, the gozal admai. So it sounds like the reason why it's vatal avidu is because people weren't giving meiser. The gozal admai. He said, now every time you get any tefillah, you have to be meiser now. So it sounds like they were not taking off meiser. Lefis, just the Braita explains, Lefis shalach b'chol gvul Yisrael. He sent around the whole borders of Eretz Yisrael. V'ra'a she'em afrish mal tshuma gedayla. He saw they're only taking off tshuma gedayla b'vad. Every time you have tefillah, you have tshuma gedayla. And you have Meiser Rishon to the Levi. Tshuma Gedolah goes to the Kohen, Meiser Rishon to the Levi. The first 2 years is Meiser Sheni, which means you bring it up to Yerushalayim. And the third year is always Meiser Ani. So they saw they were only taking Tshuma Gedolah. Well, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, Miksosim Asrin and Miksosim Asrin. Some took and some did not take. What was their cheshbon? They knew that Tshuma Gedolah is Chayiv and Misa if they don't take Tshuma Gedolah. They thought that Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni is not a problem of Tevel. And the problem is a problem of Tevel because it's Tshuma Meiser. On the Meiser Rishon, there is Truma there also. The Truma that you give, that a Levi gives 10% of that to the Kohen. So therefore, they made a mistake. They thought the only time there was oven meat is only a Truma Gedolah, and really it was mistaken because it was missing Truma's Meiser. What was their mistake? The Marie Korkus has two pshatim what the mistake was. Either mistake was because they thought only the Levi is Mechuyim in Truma's Meiser, but we're not Mechuyim in Truma's Meiser. If we don't take Meiser Rishon, there's no Chiyuv Truma's Meiser. Or they thought that there's no Misa on that. Or another cheshbon was that by Truma, the lacha is chita achas pateres akri. That's some Truma gedayla. If the smallest amount to give is really yaitze Truma, Misa, the minigas take 1/50th, but if that's the baini at least. But one chita is pateres kol akri. It wasn't a big deal. Mashenke, Truma's Misa is 10% of whatever you have. So that already, whatever the Misa region is that already they didn't do. Akaponim, They weren't taken off that ma'isa. Some people weren't taken off the ma'isa, at least. Va'amalachem, Yochanan told them, k'shem tshuma gedol yesh ba avay misa, just like tshuma gedol has avay misa, kach tshumas ma'isa, v'tevel yesh ba avay misa. Same thing, tshumas ma'isa and tevel has avay misa. Omad, who's misakin, v'hiskin lahem, halakeach peres v'amaros, mafrish mehem ma'isa rishon, ma'isa sheni. You take off ma'isa rishon and ma'isa sheni, ma'isa rishon, mafrish mehem tshumas ma'isa, and the ma'isa rishon take off tshumas ma'isa. What do you do with all this? V'noyis to l'koyim. The tshumas ma'isa you give to the koyim. Ma'isa sheni, oyla v'ochel v'shlaim. Ma'isa sheni, yidin shlaim. Ma'isa rishon, ma'isa oni, ma'isa mechaver al raya. Ma'isa rishon, ma'isa oni, you have to mafrish, you have to separate it, but you keep it for yourself. I can ask me, so why tshumas ma'isa can't you keep it for yourself? Teretz is, because you can't eat it anyway, because tshuma. Okay, so let me sell it to the koyim, it belongs to me, it's ma'isa mechaver al raya. Zog Rashi, the reason why you don't allow him to sell it is because we're scared that if he's ma'akavit by him, that he might land up eating it. And therefore, we want him to get rid of it right away and give it to the kohen. Makapalim, we see there's a whole takana called Mai. So how can you say he's a vatal vidim meiser? Some of them weren't giving meiser. Some of them weren't giving meiser. So what's the gate of vatal vidim meiser? So the Gemara Pashal Taras, Tarti Tikin, Bitul vidu de chaver. We have here, most people were giving meiser. Chumas Maisa. So for them, he was Vatal Vidui. The Gozer al Demai Shal Ame Oretz. He also was Gozer on the Demai of Ame Oretz, that if you buy produce from Ame Oretz, you have to take off Maisa again because it's considered Demai. But Al Kaponim, there still was the Gei, the Takana of Vidui Maisa for the Chaverim who did give Maisa. It says in the Mishnah further, what else did Yechon Kohen Gadol do? Yechon Kohen Gadol, first of all, was a Vatal Vidui Maisa. And he was also mavatul as ma'orim ves hanoikvim. What does it mean as ma'orim? Vafu bitul as ma'orim. May ma'orim. Omer Rochava, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim sh'yoyim d'leviyim al duchon. Every day that the Leviyim was standing on the duchon, ma'orim, they used to say this kapitel tilim. Ura lo masishan Hashem. Which means, wake up, why are you sleeping, Hashem? Omer lehem, so Yechon Kohen Gadol told him, chiyesh shino pnei ha'makom. Does the Kohen Gadol sleep? V'loik v'arnam, he near lo'yidom lo'yishon, sh'yoyim v'yishol. Hashem never sleeps. Elo. The pshat in the pasuk is, "Bezman Yisrael shruim b'tzar, va'oyder v'chavim b'nachas v'shalva lekachnam uru lamasishin Hashem." What the pasuk really means is that when Yisrael is b'tzar and the goyim are having it good, so there we say, "Kaviyachol looks like Hashem is sleeping." Of course, Hashem is not sleeping. So he's saying, "Make it better for us." That's what we're davening, and they were saying it in the wrong kavana. Actually, the Mashal is a little different pshat. Mashal says, because in the time of Yechon Kohen Gadol, they had the Beis HaMikdash, and they were comfortable. The goyim were not bothering them. So they shouldn't have said, this pasuk, Ura Lama Sishan Hashem, that was the taina. Because the Mashal has a kasha, so what's pshat in the Tillim that has this in the Mizmor of Tillim, this Ura Lama Sishan Hashem? So, Tosfos answers, V'yashloimar, the Zeh HaMizmor, not the Tosfos, the Mashal answers, V'yashloimar, the Zeh HaMizmor, Nema Baruch HaKodesh, Al Bnei HaGolus, Sheyoyim Rukeim. But he says, "Av me Yechonen Kohen Gadol hoya mikdash kayom v'Yisrael hoya b'shalva alad masam ein royu la'imra." You should not say it, and that was the reason why he's mevatel them from saying it, because right now they were not shruim b'tzar, they were b'shalva, and therefore he was mevatel the ma'irim. They shouldn't say this pasuk of ura loma sishan Hashem. Ves anoikvim, he stopped the noikvim. What does noikvim mean exactly? Maya noikvim. The Rav Tup Shatim. Om Rav Yudam Hashmuel. So you misartin le'egel ben karnov. So noikvim for the first shot is a lotion of scratching. That they used to scratch the head above the eyes of the animal they were going to shecht, therefore making the blood go into the eyes of the animal, and therefore they won't fight being they have to shecht them, so they won't chav that they're being geshechten, and therefore they won't fight as much. Because people dambe enough, and they shouldn't see that they go into shechita. Osiyu bottle. He came ahead and bottled this minik. Mishum demechzi kimumah. It looks like a mum, even though it's not really a mum, but it looks like a mum. The behemoth is gushing blood. It looks like a mum. Mastita tana a little different. The noikvim is lashon of like striking. Tana shayichayv the moisa emaklus is to hit the animal over the head with a makla. Kederach shoyis moisa v'nerachavim, just like they do in front of the avodah zara, which was a little bit of time. That was the reason why he bottled it. But they used to strike the behemoth over the head, and therefore shock the behemoth a little bit, and then they shock the behemoth. Omer lahem, he told them, "Ad mosei atam achilim nevelos mizbeach." Until when he gave Michael nevelos mizbeach? Very good, nevelos hashachadle. They didn't die from this hit. It did from the striking it. They shocked it. Ela treifas shemanika of krum shemeach. Maybe the membrane above the brain got a hole, was punctured, and therefore that's called a treifa. And he says, "Until when are you giving treifas to the mizbeach?" So the Mefarshim asked, well, why not worry about serving Treifas to the Kahanim? Why so only worry about Mizbech? So on that, the Minchas Knois answer is that for some reason, only did it by Ha'ola. The Taka were worried maybe about a Treifa, but only did it by Ha'ola, which it sounded like they didn't care that much. That's why he said, aren't you worried about making it into a Mum? Or making it into a Treifa? Omar, the Hiskelhan, Tabois Bekarka. It was Misakin to make this Tabois Bekarka. They had these rings in the ground, and they placed the animal in those rings, the child, what they placed exactly in those rings, maybe the feet, whatever it was, and they held down the feet, and therefore they shechted the behemoth easily without the behemoth trying to get out. Ad Yomov, Hoya Patish Makab Yerushalayim. It says, until Yochanan's days, there was a patish being hit in Yerushalayim. What does that mean? B'chol Shamoyed. And Chol Moyed, they used to do melacha in the Beis HaNefachim, in the blacksmith places, and what was Pshak was Dovah Ovid. And people used to do that. Dovah Ovid's Mutter. And he stopped it. What's the reason he put an end to it? Because he used to make a lot of noise, and it was a bazillion of the Yontif, because not everyone knows that's Dovah Ovid. And it says in the Mishnah in Ovid, it's called Vazeh Es Ma'adais, it gives him a big klala. What does Vazeh Es Ma'adais mean? It means someone who does work in Chol Moyed. And people think he didn't work in Chol Moyed. Therefore, he's Mevatel, anything that made a lot of noise, so people shouldn't think you're working in Chol Moyed. And you don't have a hetter. Kol yomav lehoya adam tzarach lishal adamai kidamar. That means all his days, no one had to ask on demai because it was automatically a halacha that when a chaver bought something, he automatically meisered it, even though he bought it from Amaretz. He automatically, even though he bought it from Yid, he named on there was no meiser. He automatically took meiser again. Therefore, when you bought from a chaver, you didn't have to ask, was it a meiser?
I've said again.
Huh?
I've said again.
Before we had a brisa about this. Before the brisa. This is the thing was a brisa before. The whole thing was a brisa. The Mishnah only mentioned one time. That's vidu maisa. The Maya and vidu maisa are two different things. Vidu maisa was they took away vidu maisa, and that's for the chaverim. And here is another halacha that there's the din demai that we had in the brisa we didn't have in the Mishnah yet. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, the new Mishnah. Mishnah Batla Sanhedrin, after the bittel of the Sanhedrin, Batl Hashir and Beis HaMishdayis. They stopped, they made a takana, no more music in the Beis HaMishdayis. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, Bashir lo yishtu yayin. When you're having music, you shouldn't drink wine together with music. That was the takana. Mishemesu Nevi'im HaRishayinim. When the Nevi'im HaRishayinim died, we'll see what that means in the Gemara. It's shayla what that means. Who the Nevi'im HaRishayinim were. Batl Urim HaTumim. The Urim HaTumim was batl. In the Chayshin was something called Urim HaTumim. And that helped, if someone had a question, they could ask the Urim HaTumim and I would answer them. It was a form of Gilu Shechina. Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, HaShamir. The Shamir worm was bottle. That worm was used to cut stone. It cut stone without losing any of the stone. And after Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, the bottle HaShamir. The Tosfos Rosh learns that this was the second Beis HaMikdash. But not after the first Beis HaMikdash. The first Urim HaTumim, that's after the first Beis HaMikdash. We'll see in the Gemara. The Shamir was bottled only after the second Beis HaMikdash, and it means rise to it, once rise up. But Dom Ben Asina, the story of Dom Ben Asina with the Avnei Eifert was in the second Beis HaMikdash, and there the only way to do it is with the Shamir, so must be it was around the second Beis HaMikdash. So bottle HaShamir, Venoifis Sufim, also was bottled, that means in the Gemara. Upasku Anche Amano Mi Yisrael, the Bali Amuno, the people had real Amuno from Yisrael, were bottled. So now it's in the Pasuk, Hashia Hashem, Ki Gomar Chosid, there's no more Chosid anymore, Ki Pasu Emunim Bnei Adam, end of the Pasuk, no more Bali Amano in Klal Yisrael. Shem Mil Omer, Heid Rabbi Shua, Mi Yoyim Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yoyim Shem Bei Klala, after Beis HaMikdash, there's no days, no Klala, Lo Yored HaTal LaBracha, the tal does not come down lebracha anymore. Nito tam peris, and the tam of peris, the taste of peris, are not the same. Rabbi Yisrael af nito shumin peris. The fat of the peris also was nito. Like certain wheat has a certain fat to it, and that's gone. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Eimer, hatahara. The after tahara was we don't have pascha tahara, and people not tar anymore. Notlo es hareach. The reach of the peris were taken away. Reach hamais when and then hamais rois when they stopped giving meiser not was shumun hadagon the fat of the tour was taken away. Vechacham oimrim has nus vakshafim kilos kol. It was the znus and the kshafim that really corrupted the whole entire world. Zotu gemar umemai. How do we know that mishabotlos and hedrik siv? How do we know the pasuk b'shir lo yistu yayin that when you drink wine you shouldn't have music? That was after botlos hedrik. Omravuna Brady Rav Yeshua Omakra, it's a Makar in the Pasuk in Eicha. It says, Zakenim Ashar Shavsu, Bachur Meneginosam. When the Zakenim were not in the Shar anymore in Sahedrin, Shavsu Bachur Meneginosam. And you still need the other Pasuk that the Mishnah brings, Bishir Lo Yishtu Yayim, because in this Pasuk it would sound like you don't have a Negin at all. So the Mishnah says, from different Pasuk, Dafka, but when you're drinking wine, you shouldn't have Shir. Amarav, Udna, the Shama Zimra Tiakar. The ear that hears music should be that ear. It's a klala. Amarava, Zimra Beseifa, Churva Beseifa. If someone has music in the house, is Churva Beseifa. It destroys the threshold of the house. Seifa is like the saf. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Koil Yeshar Bechaloin. Then what happens afterwards? Choyrev Basaf. Ki arzo era. That's what the Pasuk says, that if you hear music in the chaloin, the saf will be charev. My ki arzo era. Era is also it sounds like your city is made out of cedar woods. Well, what's era? Why is it a threshold for a city? Omrav Yitzchak, bayis hamesubach barozim eru. It's like this is part of the question. You're saying, what do you mean? It's like an ear. It's hard to take it down. Ella filu bayis hamesubach barozim misroya is loshon not of city. It's a loshon of destroying. That means the pasuk saying even if your house is as strong as arozim, as cedar wood, still it'll be taken down through music. That will be a einish that will be destroyed. The house will be destroyed. Misroya. That when a house starts getting destroyed, it usually starts from the threshold. Shneimer says in the pasuk, Chayiru v'saf says in the pasuk, Klar, that starts at the saf. This pasuk is actually in the same parasha of Beshir lo yashdu yayin in Yeshaya. It says in that pasuk, She'iya yukas shar, that if it's an empty house, the shadim will come and be makeh and hit and ruin and destroy the shar, the threshold. Omar of Ashi, Ladi Chazi, I saw that shade in Menaga Keturah. It kicks like, it gores like an axe. Omar of Huna, Zimro de Nagdi with the Bakri Shari. The music of the people who slept the Svinais, who slept the ships, or because it helps them for Malacha, or the Bakri, that's the people who play music while they're plowing the fields, and this keeps the oxen on the track, on the right track. So that's mutter, shari, that's sarach malacha. The gardoi, aser. The gardoi, Rashi says, ein el eschaik, and that's aser, that type of music's aser. Rav Huna, batal zimra. Rav Huna was mevatal music in the city, so Rashi speaks out, Beis Mishtoyis is also a Gamri. So Rashi speaks out, Gozal Adairus, so Yizamru, Bebeisam, U Beis Mishtoyis. He said, any music. He asked all music. And because of that, they brought a lot of bracha to the city. Come Meya Avzi Bezuza. What happened was that 100 hens, fat chickens, went down the price to Azuz. Well, Meya saw Chita Bezuza. You could buy 100 saw Chita Bezuza. So everyone had food. Veloy Baye and Stol. There was no customers because there was so much food. Even so cheap, there's no customers. Also, Rav Chista Zilzalbei, Rav Chista was Mazalzalbei, which Rashi means he was not moicha in the people who were not keeping this takana. And Abaya Avza Bezuze, he wanted a stuffed hen for Azuz. Lo Mishtak couldn't find it. There used to be 100 of them for Azuz. Then he couldn't find even one for Azuz. So you see, in Rav Huna's days, because of Atal Zimra, he got tons of bracha. And Rav Chista was Zalzal, it wasn't tons of bracha. You see from the Gemara Agav, what's called bracha? Bracha means if you have enough, you can afford enough money for food. That's what bracha means. Bracha does not mean to have like four houses in four different places. That's clear here. What's bracha mean? Bracha means 100 things. That means there's enough food. Imagine you told the guy, you know what, you can have all the food you want, much milk, bread, and cake as you want for that price. I'm not happy. No, of course not. I need a hotel for Pesach. I need to go to Orlando for Shavuos. What are you talking about? That's not called bracha. But the Gemara says that's called bracha. That's what I'll say in the Gemara. That's what used to be bracha. Omer Rav Yosef, Zamri Gavri v'Oni Noshi Pritzusa. If the men are singing and the Noshim answer, sing along, they answer to the song Pritzusa. That's Pritzus. Zamri Noshi v'Oni Gavri. If the Noshim sing and the men respond to the Noshim, that's Ke'esh Kine'uros. That's like fire on flax. That's terrible. Now, what's the difference? Why is one like that, one like that? What? Not
collision.
Collision, right. Now, what's the problem? Now, what's the difference of two things? That's what it says. It says, Ka'ish Kanuhus. It's terrible. Yes, that's what it says. What's the difference? So, Zog Rashi. Difference like this. Both are terrible. But the difference is this. If the Noshim are singing and you're responding to the Noshim, so you're listening very, very well. And therefore, Noisna Libum Lakal Noshim, and that's Kol Ish Erva. Mashenkin, when a singer is singing, he doesn't listen to the response so much because he's more involved in his own. He's the one, he's in charge, he's the one singing, so he's not listening so well to the response of the Noshim. Therefore, it's less of a Mavi Yitzra, it affects the Yitzhar a little less. But both of them are terrible. Manaf Kamina, they're both Osir. Levatuli Ha Makamiha. If you only kivata one of them, you should kivata that one. If you only listen to kivata one, so kivata the one where the Noshim sing and the men respond. But Avat Shvat, both of them, you only could do one, so do one of them. My sock upon what you see from the sugya and continues from the sugya is there's a big isser of music and the achreinim all mucha if there's any heta bechlal for music bezmanazeh. What's the heta? Because here, first of all, we're drinking wine this time asa gomer, and even without drinking wine, the gemara says the odin shom vazimra tiyaker and all these takonas. But wine's a mishnah. Beshir lo yishtu yayin. You can't have shir. I'm talking music now. Music. See, the music with wine is aser gomer. And stam music also is mashma in the Gemara that is it's aser.
Not stam wine.
Oh, of course not. Here we're talking about music now, and it says over here that the only one music's mutter is only the shas malacha of the nagdi or the bakri, which means to go to Aksan. So the paiskari mutter here, what's the heter for any type of music whatsoever? So there's a tshuva Ramayisha about it. Tshuva Ramayisha is very machmer on it. And Ramayisha, one of the heterim they give that the Oyam listen to music now is because their mental state is not so good, and therefore they needed pasha, they shouldn't get depressed. That's the reason. But it's always a heter, and that's why every concert comes to a concert, it's always a big shayla lahalacha what the heter is. So a lot of that terim are tzarech mitzvah. That's a lot of the terim. So on Yontif, for example, on Simchas Beis Sheva, that's a mitzvah, Simchas Sheva. Or if it's a siyum, or if it's the Ramesh talks about a dinner, he declares that since a dinner is a tzarech tzedakah, it could be you can have music there. It's a dinner, that's what Ramesh says in the tshuva. He says maybe a dinner, maybe mutal, it's a tzarech mitzvah. But stam a concert is a big shayla what the heter is. I think that the Sayyid Mechon, that the heter is because they collect money for tzedakah also there, so you have Ramesh's heter. I think that's why most concerts always go to tzedakah. What's that? Why every concert is tzedakah? You don't find other things that go to tzedakah. Why always? Because I think the reason is because they want to make it into a mitzvah. That's the reason. That's the reason. Someone one time called the Yeshiva University wanted to have a concert. Someone called them, asked me, said they're making a siyum there. They're making a siyum there. That's what they were doing. So they also had a cheshbon. Everyone has, they have a cheshbon to do it.
Isn't there also
a hetter
when it comes to like listening to music guard on a tape?
Yeah, Ramesha holds that. Yeah, so Ramesha doesn't hold that's a hetter. But yeah, Amar Rav Yechanan, Kol Hashoyse ba'arba mine zeme. Everyone drinks with four different type of instruments. Maybe chomish pranis leilam. Brings five pranis leilam. Shenem at in the pasuk. Hoy mashkimi ba'boike ba. The pasuk says like this. Hoy mashkimi ba'boiker sheichar yodayfu. He wakes in the morning. He drinks beer. Ma'akri v'nesh of yayin adlikim. At night he drinks wine. Voyekinar v'nevel. There's both string instruments. Toif is a drum. V'chol or a flute. V'yayin mishteyim, and he drinks wine. V'espoyel Hashem lo yabitu. He doesn't turn to the poyel Hashem, which you say is the Torah. He doesn't do anything. What does he say afterwards? Tzivacharov. Because of this, he lists the four different, while he drank wine, he listened to the kinar novel taif v'chol. So, tzivacharov l'chein gola ami v'blidas, which means shigar megaros l'olam. And the pasuk goes further, kvoidoi meseirov, which means being ravle, it brings hunger to the world. Va'amoyne tzocha tzama, which means shegarmel and tarish shetakim l'amdeh. He caused the Torah to be forgotten from l'amdeh. They're thirsty for the Torah, but they forget it. Then it says further in the pasuk, vayishach odom vayishbal ish, which means kavayachol shegarmel shiflus l'kavayish baruch hu. They cause shiflus l'kavayish baruch hu. Because who's ish? Ve'enish l'kavayish baruch hu. Hashem v'chama. They make that the kavayish baruch hu is not chosh in people's eyes. It causes shiflus to Klal Yisrael. Maksiv Acharav says afterwards, what happens to the people who were listening to this music and they brought the promise to the world? What happens to them? L'cheiner chiva sha'ol nafsha upara pia. The Gehenim comes and opens his mouth wide, and it comes to swallow up these people, it comes to swallow up these people who did this. All the multitudes of Yishlaim, of Eretz Yisrael, who were doing this, all will go into Gehenim. So this is all with the sugya of music. I did not give justice to the sugya in the Paiskim. I and Shom, I and the Paiskim who talk about the music.